Number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones Homes, the Hunter's Centre of Style.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best. Live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning.
Day is it?
It's Tuesday.
Hello, Tuesday.
Least favourite day of the week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Although at this time of the year, all of them are.
Last day of November today.
It is too.
December tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys can finally set up your Christmas trees.
Oh, I
what
can't
are you talking
wait.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Do you know what I have noticed, though, wandering around? There's not a lot of Christmas light action going on
yet. No, I'm wondering too.
I'm hoping that...
We did say that last year.
Yeah.
It dropped off.
Yeah.
We were wondering, was it electricity bills? We were trying to figure it out, but now there's so many solar outdoors.
There is. I wonder whether it's
dropped off
because of the wet weather and
possibly
people haven't had the opportunity to get out there.
Or, like everyone in the planet,
just too tired.
Too bloody tired. If I'd set up my house like properly and I've never done outdoors, it would never come down.
Well,
it would never come down. It would stay there the whole year.
There's a couple of places that I know of. There's one in Hamilton, not as big as the one in Waratah.
Right.
They leave the full Monty up all year. Yeah, the kangaroos with Santa hats are on all year.
Fantastic.
Oh my God.
In fact, that countdown thing too, only 364 days till Christmas, I'm all for it. There's no way I would take that stuff down after the length of time it takes to put up.
No, you just
don't turn them on right. Rice looks amazed, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, there's two houses around mine and they've already started, but they've slowly started. So I've seen it at night. They've had them lit up. But what surprises me, one house isn't finished they haven't finished renovating the outside of their house. So they take like a month to put up Christmas tree decorations every November. And all they got to do is just a few more little things and they'll finish the outside of their house. I'm like, why don't you take the time to do that?
Do you get the feeling, Candy, that Rosie goes in and actually says it to their face? Seriously, come on, bit of skirting.
Haven't put a balcony up there, okay? So that's okay, but the Santa's up.
You're very house proud, aren't you?
Yeah.
Probably
Tanya,
a bit weird.
It's all he's got left.
Sadly, yes.
I was actually just looking up. There's a house, I think it's at Cameron Park. They've got their own Facebook page.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The Cameron Park Christmas Lights. Sorry, croaky voice.
Yep.
So they've gone hard, so I can't wait to go and see that. But there is a Newcastle Christmas Lights Facebook page if you are looking for somewhere to take the kids.
Yeah,
so they list them there.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool.
Remember when we used to do Newcastle's Best Lights? Occasionally you'd drive around looking for them to vote for them. Oh, my God.
There were thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
Yep.
And thousands back then.
That was before the sickness. That was before the sickness took over and wore us all out, mate.
I've noticed that those poor guys and girls that used to do the sandwich board in 40-degree heat
What's going on there?
At Katara. Well, it's now tool specialists.
I know,
I
thought they would have taken over the old
tools
built.
But they're not there, and that's where we got all our cheaper Christmas lights.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, there's a few elves out of work this year, which is quite sad.
I'm sure they're really upset. Dehydrating for $1 an hour.
Oh, where are we? It is the last day of November. Triple M, Tanya and Steve.
Right now it's time for...
Rockin' Recorder Ruse Day.
Just in this moment, something just happened and realised I'm at the lowest point of my radio green. Well, if you're a regular listener, you know that's the intro. That one is kept that way, though, for anyone that joins the show from a new perspective. Just don't want them to know I have no involvement in it. Oh, it's my favourite segment now, isn't it, T?
It is. You love it.
Tanya plays a song on her recorder. You guess what it is, and you go to see Guns N' Roses. How's that sound?
Good.
Amazing. This is at Stadium Australia next
week. Yes. So all you got to do is give us a call right now.
Yep.
On a number that Risey will tell you because I don't know it.
133353. That's our phone number these days.
I think I would know it by now, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would. 133353. Give us a call. Gunners tickets if you can solve the song. Tanya's about to play on the recorder.
Risey nailed it immediately.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I think you'll nail it straight away too
today.
Well,
very
you are.
Recognisable big song.
Heads up, easy one to go to Gunners.
It's a big one. It's been recorded by plenty of people,
but never on the recorder.
Well, I don't know. There's probably a little Irish Catholic school out there somewhere that's done this one.
Probably. You're probably right.
Don't recall buying that album, but I'm sure it's out there, T. What grade did you learn? What was your first recording lesson?
I would have been 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it was second class.
Yeah, okay. Wow. Yeah.
I was 4, 5, 6 probably.
Okay.
6.
I thought you only started up about 8 months ago.
Now, that's not very kind, Stephen.
I know, mate, but I'm looking for some cheap laughs. I'm tired. Okay, let's get Luke on board. Good morning, Luke.
G'day, how are
you guys? Yeah, good, Luke.
Okay, listen carefully to the recorder stylings of Tech Your Wheels. Here we go. Come on, Luke, I've got this one.
It's Hallelujah.
It is!
Yeah, I got that one. Well played,
Ben.
Well
played. You're going to see Guns N' Roses.
Oh, that's amazing.
Do you want to say where it is?
No, really.
Go on. It's exciting.
Okay. It's their rescheduled tour. I haven't got long to wait. It's next November at Stadium Australia, if that's still up.
Might have a new one by then.
Might have a new one by then, mate.
Oh, I saw them at Eastern Creek many years ago.
There you go.
See
him
again.
I went to that gig, Luke.
Yeah, that was mental, wasn't it?
Well,
yeah.
It was harder to wee than it was to get a beer.
Yes, absolutely. Warm Coca-Cola and warm water.
It was, really? Because it was so long ago, it was one of those kind of first outdoor jobs. We're going to have a Hunter Valley. Nailed it now. There's like about five...
five toilets.
You know, the toilets, the mobile toilets or whatever it is. Well, no one saw the band. We're all just queued up with our legs crossed.
Exactly.
I'm not
And then they're flying around in helicopters waiting 4 hours to play.
That's true.
Ridiculous.
Well, I'm not feeling sorry for you guys. I'm now thinking of the ladies because there were plenty of trees I'm sure you could have utilised.
Tanya.
Well, there was no beer to
drink. Tanya, this was the 90s, early 90s. No women were at concerts then.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. They were home looking after the babies and cooking dinner. Maybe you're right. A lot of the girls were just going in the guys as they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
Luke, you're going to the Gunners.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Good on you, guys.
Good on you, Luke. Now, before we take it out with Tanya matching it, which one have you gone with, mate? Which version?
Well, I said to Risey,
is it Rufus? Is it Leonard?
Buckley.
Jeff
Buckley. Okay. Nice. Here we go.
So I've got a bit of the hook here.
Oh, God.
Doesn't sound quite as good. Lift your game, Jeff.
No, stop. I'm sorry, but Jeff is ruining her beautiful playing.
Jeff!
Buckley's
he's
got no chance.
He's definitely the wrong key.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
The wrong key.
Sorry, I apologise to you. Not good enough, guys.
Anyway, what a great song. No wonder artists love to do it.
I used to like it.
There is a special release of tickets for Guns N' Roses if you're keen. Ticketek.com.au is the place to go. Sunday, 27th of November at Stadium Australia.
Since you were 7, crikey.
Now, listen, you know, occasionally I like to dive into Anna Bay's elegance book.
Yes, I do.
Well, we're not talking our Anna Bay. Anna Bay is spelled B-E-Y.
Yep.
She is a British elegance coach.
Okay.
It sounds made up, doesn't it? Anna Bay.
Yes, Anna Bay, yeah.
But she's fair dinkum. And so today I found this little piece, and it's to show us how to sound more, less bogan, more upper class.
Oh.
Excellent.
Okay.
And on reading through this...
Are you surprised?
I'm surprised at how if you ran into someone, say, from the inverted commas upper class, I reckon most Australians would come off quite boganish in that case.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because we're doing everything we shouldn't.
Oh, of course we are.
Let me ask you, do you offer the girls a Prosecco, a champagne, or a glass of bubbles?
Oh, right. I don't know. I'm hopeless with it. With that, so I'd just go bubbles.
There you go. I think we all say that.
Yeah, to clarify, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I go, bubbles, girls, or something?
That's it. So you're a bogan.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Getting ahead of the game here.
But we all do.
Yeah, of course.
It's a fun thing.
Because you don't know which one they want.
No, and according to her, if you say bubbles or fizz, you're definitely working class.
Oh, all right then, Stuffy.
All right.
There you go.
The next one, when you say, gee, the shops were very full.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You're supposed to say, oh, my goodness, the shops were terribly full.
Oh, yes.
So always use terribly where you would normally use very.
Going to go down well at the pub.
Go on, give me a line.
G'day, guys.
My God. The shops were terribly full today. See, if you give it a deep enough.
You do.
I could have gone English and sounded
a
bit. It's Sebastian.
Now, this is a surprising one. If you have if you've done something wrong, or no, let's say you've misheard someone.
Yeah.
Do you say excuse me or pardon me?
I say what?
No, well,
speak up.
None of the above. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm ticking C. Okay, if I had to,
yeah,
it'd be excuse me.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Well,
is that wrong?
Because it's wrong. Because excuse me means get out of the way.
No, it's right.
Is it?
That's why I'm saying it's the confusing one.
Because I think that would be get out of the way. No. Pardon me would be.
She said, "Stop saying pardon me. It's not proper."
Okay.
Excuse me is the way to go.
Right. Yeah. And yet we all say what?
And you use pardon me if you've done a body burp.
Yes, right.
So thank you. There you go.
Pardon me.
Personally, I don't. I just go, whoops, sorry.
Oh, dear. Now, well, I think this one's a give me. Do you use toilet, lavatory or loo?
Loo. Absolutely loo.
On the loo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're not. You actually explain what you're going to do on it, but...
No, on the loo too.
Yeah,
but
loo.
The word is lavatory, everyone.
Okay.
We're all using that incorrectly.
Yes, he was like, how Australian is that? It used to be dunny, of course, in the old days, but now it's just, you know, yeah, come the loo.
Yeah.
Where's the loo?
There's a classic Bluey, the cartoon episode about calling the toilet the dunny. It's very funny.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I forgot where I was. For a moment.
People often say to us when we're out and about, what does Rosie do on the show? And we say, he adds titbits, everyone.
No, anyone that's seen this dunny episode
it's
would
funny.
Know. Yeah, it's very funny.
Rosie, stop.
Okay. It only goes for 7 minutes. We could watch it in the outbreak if you like, Junior and Steve.
And the last one is, we've got to stop saying hi, hey, and replace with hello.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hello.
Which one's yours?
I always go hey.
You do too?
I do. Hey, everyone. So.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm a
what
hey
do
person.
I, say? I don't even know.
I can't repeat what you usually say.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
It's a greeting that I've come to love. Let's put it that way.
You think I know what you're talking about? Let's just say it took Nana a while to get a hold of it too.
Play the music, Rise. Set the scene.
Okay.
Because tonight is the night when I believe all the little elves on the shelves make their way from the North Pole, and when the kids wake up tomorrow, they'll be on a shelf somewhere.
Yes. Scaring the daylights out of all of you until Christmas Day. Popping up in your bed, popping up in your toilet bowl. Well,
absolutely.
Some of the creativity of some of those crazy little elves is incredible, isn't it?
It is.
We gave ours away a few years ago, so we don't get an elf to visit anymore.
It's called adopted out, kids.
Yeah. But you've still got one, and he will appear tonight, will he?
No, he got early. He came early.
Did he?
Yeah, he often comes early.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Much to my son's joy, because he pops up everywhere.
Yeah.
Every couple of hours.
A couple of hours? How does he do that? They're supposed to only magically move at night.
Yeah, no, mine's jumpy.
Wow.
Yours is a bit antsy.
I tell you what, he's a bit dirty from the trip too.
Well, there would have been haze somewhere, some smoke haze that he had to magically flip through, I guess.
That's right.
That's it.
We should get our own show.
What's the most creative pose your little elf has taken?
He's the last one where where BJ said, oh, Dad, come on. He was playing his guitar.
Oh,
But
they're very talented.
Very talented. They were, yeah. But it's become a real thing at our house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, the elf popping around.
It's what a simple, wonderful idea to add to the Christmas joy for little kids.
It's amazing.
Yes. Isn't it?
My kids absolutely love it. I'm just actually writing it on my hand, elf, just to remind my wife that he's going to be back tonight because I totally forgot that he's going to be back tonight.
Well, you know what else?
I have to be prepared for him to be back tonight.
You know what else starts tomorrow?
What?
Advent calendars.
Yeah.
True.
Officially.
Yeah.
1st of December tomorrow and bang.
Have you noticed every man and his dog is getting in on the Advent action?
Absolutely.
I saw Nespresso had one out the other day, so you can have a capsule a day.
Yeah.
So it's just everyone's reimagining.
Yeah, I got BJ the bourbon one.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's good going to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Yeah.
A tipple for your head off.
There.
But you're right.
Oh, yeah.
For anything.
Everything.
Yeah. A really rich person can have a car one.
Yeah.
Yes,
they could. I remember, and you're right, and it brings me great joy, Tanya, because we've been, you know, Christmas mad for years, but it's all coming around to us, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, I remember saying Advent calendars arise 5 years ago. You didn't even know what it was.
No, I really didn't. And then I think...
Have you got one yet?
Yeah, we got one, yeah.
You didn't, did you?
No, we did for a year.
that, I don't mean a chocolate eating one. I mean a proper. Yeah. I mean telling him how wonderful a proper one for your whole family, and then one day one of your children will inherit it from you.
We bought one from Kmart, and it didn't last that long.
Well, what does that say then?
Buy a better one. that I'm tight, cheap. Yeah. Okay, all of the above.
Well, you didn't look after it.
Yeah. No, we've got to look after it a little bit better.
With it, mate.
Yeah.
Have you guys got an advent calendar you're going to be doing this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what one?
Bourbon one for BJ. Okay, perfect. I just bloody told you.
The beer ones are pretty good these days. All different beers. 24 different beers.
You can get beers and wines.
That would have been cheaper.
And wines and gin and everything.
You know, it's a tough one at 15.
Mm. You know, so he's not interested in a little chocky?
Probably would be.
Sorted.
Okay. Have you got one though?
Yeah, but mine's more the one little chocky gets put in and then I take it out and eat it again. It's a pretty boring game when it's just you.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I've got a child at home and it's still just me. Book us a house to stay in for a while, will you, on holidays? Could you tell you? I'll get you to look after that for me.
Well, here we are. We've just been tire kicking during that song on Airbnb. It's incredible how much locals are making by renting out their homes.
Mm.
Not just ones on the beach.
No.
Like, I'm looking at one, it's down around the lake, $11,340 for 6 nights.
Wow.
Risey,
that's a lot of friends, isn't it?
Yeah.
To try and cover the cost.
I know.
Definitely. Is that what you want to squeeze into it?
There's one at Mannering Park, $9,000 for a week.
Wow.
Gwendolyn, $11,700 for a week.
How's Steve G almost by the sea at Carrington going?
You would get $1,000 a night for that, the way things are going at the moment, Steve.
Yeah.
Hang on. You've been to my place, settle.
Well,
I'm serious.
Around your area, Rise, they're at least getting $1,000 a night.
Yep.
A Redhead, because it's a walking distance to the beach.
There's a heap in Redhead. There used to be only one Airbnb in Redhead, and that was like 6 months ago. Now there's about 10.
I found one in Carrington.
What?
It's
really?
An entire townhouse. Carrington Mews, $3,500 for the week.
Oh, there you go. Right, eh? Yeah, I don't know, Redhead. I'm not keen on driving that far for holidays. You got anything closer?
Even East Maitland. Here's one. Little house in East Maitland, $2,500 for a week.
Wow, there you go.
So people are doing it. So renting out your house, going and staying with some rels and pick up some cash.
Or using that money to go and have a holiday somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Isn't it? Once upon a time, I mean, when we've had relatives come from overseas, we've looked at Airbnbs, and over the years, there's been one here, two here.
Yeah.
Now, there's hundreds to choose from in our region.
Yep. Okay, if that's, and I know it's good money, but that's your house, right? You have to empty it.
Mm.
Of, you know, your clothes.
Not necessarily. There's one I go back to in Manly a lot. She was a flight attendant.
Right.
But she, all her clothes were there, and it was like, you know, you can have the right-hand wardrobe. There's a bit of space there, but you could go through her clothes if you were that kind of person.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You could try them on if you were that kind of person.
Well, who knows?
How'd you look at your clothes when you sent you?
Yeah, how did that go, Jen?
I didn't.
I was wondering when you sent that photo as a flight attendant. I thought, where did she get that from?
No, but you go to her place because it's right on the beach at Manly.
Righto.
It's fantastic. But she just leaves everything there.
Oh.
If there's food in the fridge, she says, eat it.
Okay. Didn't she say Lorcan can use the surfboard that's sitting there as well?
You remember the place.
Yeah, I do remember the place. It was beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Use the surfboards, use the whatever
you
want.
You just walk out. There you go. Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how she does it.
Imagine that. You rock up to yours and Baxter's still there.
And BJ. And by the way, you've got to get BJ to school.
Good luck.
But imagine, though, in the advertisement, how small that print is at the bottom.
Exactly.
Because no one reads that, do they? Once they read, you get your money back if it's cancelled, and everything after that you don't read. So right at the bottom it is, there will be a box of dogs
and a 15-year-old
and an evil child.
School go up.
Oh, I'd love that vocal. Oh, excuse me. go through a tunnel.
For you.
Hey, this story, I think it's capturing Australia's hearts and attention because they've got snow and it's a pub.
I thought someone had got in my head and saw one of my dreams. This is a dream come true for me.
The Tan Hill Inn in the UK's Yorkshire Dales. It's famous for being the UK's highest pub at 1,732 feet above sea level. And we've been watching the pictures from that part of the world. Mm. They've had massive snowstorm.
Yep.
Think of this, Steve. 50-odd people snowed into the Tan Hill Inn for three whole nights.
Talk about the best part.
The best part was there was an Oasis cover band
there. Oh, my God, stop it.
Let's cross over and talk to the manager at the Tan Hill Inn, Nicola Townsend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you lucky girl.
I don't know if I consider myself lucky right now.
Well, you're the manager.
I've been up all night and I've been on the phone since 5:45 this morning.
Oh, my God. So tell us, when did you realise on Friday that, okay, nobody's going home and they're going to have to stay?
It was 9:00 just as the gig was starting.
Right.
And
I'd been keeping my eye out on the weather, and it was, we'd had a little scattering of snow, but it wasn't too severe. We weren't expecting it to be too bad. And then suddenly by 9:00, the wind had got up, the wind speed had got up, and the drifts were terrible, getting up to about 9 feet. And then visibility was pretty much zero.
Nicola, was there a time when you made the announcement to everybody who was inside the pub?
At that time, I didn't, because there were still plenty of people in the gig and I was waiting for the break, but they played straight through. And yeah, exactly. So they played straight through. I think they probably thought, if we get finished, then people can try and get home, you see. But most of the people that were here, we started with 61, and most of those people had rooms booked here, or they had motorhomes, so they had their beds outside anyway. I think I ended up with having to find beds for 20 people. 24 people, I think it was. Oh, and we sorted it, you know, and I just said, please don't get upset, because some people were a little bit upset to start with.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not a problem. You need to be safe. You've got somewhere warm and somewhere to get your head down. We will have a bed for everybody.
Yeah.
And we had to make makeshift beds on sofas, on the floor.
Did at any stage you get skinny on supplies, or was there always enough beer to go around?
Well, actually, because we were supposed to have 145 people on Friday night to an Oasis gig, we also then had Queen 2, which is a tribute band, on the Saturday night with the same number of people, but different people. So we'd catered for a lot of people in the first place anyway. So we had plenty of supplies for both beer and food.
So how many times did the band play over that three-night weekend?
Just the once.
Oh.
They just played on the Friday.
Lazy
yeah.
buggers.
I know. But what they did, because they packed their equipment away, because, you know, I had said to everybody, my advice would be to keep your bags ready so that if a snowplow comes through in the morning and they say it's worth following them, then that's the time to literally go. I said, but they won't wait. They'll wait a few minutes, but they won't wait any longer, because they've obviously got jobs to do to go and clear other people's roads too. So the band put all their equipment away and had it packed ready by the door to get into the van, so that if they got the green light to go on Saturday morning, they were just going to go. So everything was packed away and they left it that way.
Oh, because I was going to ask you, what was this one Oasis song you never want to hear again?
Do I just have to choose one?
And we hear, Nicola, that some of the people are planning a reunion back at the Tan Hill Inn next year.
Yes, we have talked about it, because the group, honestly, you couldn't have asked for better.
Aww.
It was just like being amongst friends. It really was. We had a great group of people. We were so lucky that all the people were just so lovely. And they had the time of their lives. Some of them were saying as they were leaving today, I really wish the snowplow hadn't got through and we could stay another night.
I was not kidding at the start, Nicola, when I said it sounds like a dream to me.
It does. Well, look, great to chat. I'm sure you need to go to bed, but thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. There's Nicola Townsend, manager of the Tan Hill Inn.
You just picture those. See, it's so upsetting they didn't play.
I know.
But on the third day, one more time.
I think that's pretty lazy of them, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah. Makes it they couldn't plug in. There's acoustics.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, let's open the door.
Frosty!
Almost forgot!
Did you?
Yeah!
Oh!
Sorry about that,
tea. Oh, that's all right.
Sleep alone, everyone!
You I didn't mention this yesterday because it was your first day back from the North Pole, and I wanted to keep it all polite and
stuff.
But you've heard of this thing called COVID?
No.
Yeah, yeah. We've been going through it a bit down here.
What's going on? What is it?
Well, there's a little issue with the I'm not going to say your speech impediment because that's not an impediment. That's what? the way Frosty speaks. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, I'm copying a bit of a spray every time.
Sorry about that. Said the same thing.
Well, can we maybe put this little thing on your?
What's that?
It's a matching white mask to match your snowy white face.
Oh.
I think Tanya said the word "say it, don't spray it" this morning. That's what she was thinking about Frosty.
Yeah.
No, that's not where you put it.
No,
Frosty.
You don't put it on your carrot.
Hang on.
Bit lower.
Is that the bell?
Bit lower.
Hey! What the hell is going on, Stella?
What? Okay, we might lose the mask then, and I'll just wear a raincoat.
Oh, geez, you can't breathe, right?
Now, the idea is that every time Frosty comes through that magic door, you ring up, and I get to pull Frosty's bonbon.
That's right. See,
that's correct.
Got a fresh one every morning for you.
Stephen is at Warners Bay. G'day.
Hello, Tanya. Hello, Frosty.
Hey!
Hey, you're happy today.
Yeah. Okay, hang on, I'm just going to put... Righto, here you go, it's all yours.
All right, I'm going to give this cracker a pull
it's
for
no
you,
good.
Steve.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, shit. Christ, I need a cigarette.
Frosty.
Stephen, you have got a Christmas ham from the butchery on Brunca. Plus, you have scored a stand-up paddleboard from Anaconda.
Whoa, that'd be something different.
I know.
Hey, that's pretty good, isn't it, Steve?
It is. That's excellent, Frosty.
All right. Hey, what are you doing after the show, team?
Thank you, Stephen.
Good on you, Stephen.
How about you depart?
No. Yeah, all right. I'm off to get a new thing for her to pull tomorrow.
See you, Frosty boy.
Oh, Steve.
Hey, he's a bit crude, mate.
He's very crude.
Yeah, he's a bit crude. Sorry about that, Tim.
Thank you.
I'll chat to him about the 2021 HR rules of these days.
Yeah,
he's been around 100 years.
I know.
So he's unaware.
We need some Glen 20 to
yes, we do.
Give the spray a bit of a spray.
Yes, we do. Oh, we've got to thank Anaconda Newcastle.
Imagine if you had a mate like that.
Oh.
Yeah, to bring it up.
Oh.
Oh, you can stock up for all your Christmas adventures with Anaconda Newcastle. Play more, pay less, Anaconda. Frosty the Snowman going to join us again tomorrow with more presents.
Is it just me or Frosty's raised the bar on his presents? They're getting pretty good,
aren't
they?
They are. They're extremely good. Well, and everybody, I believe, gets a Christmas ham at the very, very least.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Definitely. Nice. Thanks to the guys at Butchery on Brunca. Frosty going to join us again tomorrow.